This is a question which you've probably been asked 1,000 times before, but you always, all of you give different versions or different answers. So you got to tell me now, how did the Beatles get their name?
I just thought of it.
You just thought of it? Another brilliant Beatle.
No, really.
Were they called anything else before?
They were called the Quarrymen.
Oh, you rugged character.
As Dusty Springfield suggests in this 1963 TV interview, John Lennon gave many different answers when asked about the origins of the Beatles' name. And more than half a century later, there is still no definitive explanation. We know that John called his original group the Quarrymen because all the then members attended Quarrybank School in Liverpool. But neither Paul nor George had any connection with Quarrybank, and John left soon after, so a new name was needed. Over the next 2 years, there were a number of experiments, including the unlikely Johnny and the Moondogs, but nothing stuck. By 1960, the band name problem was becoming more pressing, and a drunken brainstorming session took place in a Liverpool pub. According to John Lennon's first wife, Cynthia, it was Stuart Sutcliffe who came up with the Silver Beatles name, the insect theme being a jokey tribute to Buddy Holly and the Crickets. John then suggested reversing the French term Les Beats to create Beatles rather than the orthodox Beatle. Over the next few months, there were modifications. Eventually, the word silver was dropped, and they went with the invented spelling. It's a plausible explanation, but the Beatles publicist Derek Taylor offered an alternative naming myth. He claimed that it was the Marlon Brando film The Wild One which directly inspired the name. Taylor pointed to the scene in which Marlon Brando talks to his gang of young Beatles. And it's certainly true that the Brando look, the leather jacket, the cap, the scowl, is the image that the Beatles projected around this time. But the problem with this theory is that The Wild One was banned in Britain until 1967. Lennon was aware of the film, but he could not have seen it. Or perhaps he travelled into the future and watched it on YouTube.